Got a traffic and safety meeting on Wednesday, May 16th, Mr. Chairman.
Do we need to take roll?
Sure. Chairman Reese?
Here.
Rick Gillis?
Here.
Jack Cleary?
Here.
John Oska?
Oska, here.
Aaron Jayaraman? Steve Wade?
Here.
Great. Before we get started with the agenda, we just have one thing on the agenda today, 9:30. Clinton, are you here for that? Are you Todd?
I am Todd.
Okay, great. Well, just before we do that, could I entertain a motion to approve the minutes of August 20th, 17, and November 15, 17, or any comment?
I'll make a motion to approve those minutes. I read them.
A second motion.
All right. Yeah. All in favor?
I don't think they quoted me enough.
So the minutes are approved. Yeah, John should be quoted more. All right, Todd, would you like to address us on your proposal for a stop sign at 9:30 Clinton?
Yeah, sure. To me, this should be a slam dunk. My family and I moved to, I don't know how much of a backstory case I need to make for this.
No, you don't need to.
Do me one favor, if you could step to that microphone. Yes. I want to make sure we pick the audio up.
So this is Todd Allman, 930 Clinton Place. My family and I moved here. We lived in Oak Park for 12 years prior to moving to River Forest. So when we were looking at the house, of course, we know that area in particular is filled with uncontrolled intersections. I grew up in a small town. I'm used to them. I learned to avoid them. They're, as a pedestrian or as a driver, they're just too unpredictable. You don't know what anybody else is going to do. But we moved there. We thought it wouldn't be a problem. It's a pretty sleepy neighborhood. I heard this gentleman here drove by one last time, so you kind of know what's going on over there. Concordia is a dead end, so it doesn't seem like it's like a shortcut to anywhere, right? But since moving in, we've seen just the opposite. I mean, there is some morning commute, kids getting dropped off going to school at Concordia, but the most troubling aspect of this whole area is the congestion that's now because of the construction or just the increase in population in the community as a whole, but Oak Park in particular. The east-west traffic on Chicago is awful from the time school gets out until probably 6 o'clock. And the more awful it gets with lane closures in Harlem, that traffic on Chicago backs up, you know, as far as Monroe, so 2-3 blocks it's backed up waiting for traffic lights at Harlem. So with Uber drivers, with frustrated people, they're using all those north-south streets, including Clinton, to bypass that Chicago bottleneck and head north, in my case, head north to get anywhere else just to keep moving. And what I find, and the neighbors who signed this petition see as well, people have lived there for, you know, their whole life, you know. What they're seeing is not only are people not slowing for that intersection, people these days, they don't know how to navigate an uncontrolled intersection. I mean, they're used to driving in the city like I am, where if you don't see a stop sign, the other guy's got it, right? So they'll accelerate through that intersection like it's not even there and keep accelerating heading north to Augusta. So we'll get people routinely going, I would say 40, 45 miles an hour up the street on Augusta, in particular at that time of day when people are frustrated trying to get east on Chicago. So something needs to be done at the intersection. I know that the Bonnie Bray one's new. Even people who participated in that, they signed the petition to get the Clinton one done. There's a new person at the southeast corner, a new resident like me, who owns whatever the last 800 house is on Clinton. I think it's 847, but he just today, because of the postcard going out, he is in support of this. He lives right in that corner. So I just think that this intersection is not going to get any better. It's probably going to get worse with all the traffic and all the construction going on in Oak Park. And quite honestly, I've got a kid that walks to school at Roosevelt. She has no choice but to navigate these uncontrolled intersections. I don't know if it's this group that's doing the wider traffic safety study, but I cut and paste the same answer in every common box. I mean, we shouldn't have uncontrolled intersections on common walkways to schools. I mean, kids are riding their bike there. Like, there's cars that don't stop. I mean, I almost hit, be as safe as I am, I'm almost hitting bikes because bikes don't stop. So to me, it's a huge problem, you know, and I don't want my daughter to have to walk to school. I mean, she has to cross at least one, but she walks down Iowa, she can cross as many as three just getting to school. So I just think that there's this, to me, is a slam dunk, and whether it's this intersection is one, I can't believe we have any. I mean, I don't know why it takes a citizen to request to get rid of it. I mean, maybe 50 years ago, uncontrolled intersections, like, what, you know, whatever, it's cute, it's no problem. Today, there's no need for it. If we were to have a traffic engineer come and look at the city, there wouldn't be one of them, right? There's no way there'd be a single uncontrolled intersection. Then if you look in that area, you've got Roosevelt School, you've got the college, you've got other schools, Trinity's not far away. We have so many uncontrolled intersections in that area. I'm talking about one, but I think we should get rid of all of them. It's a waste of time to do these one by one with a citizen having to go through the motions. I mean, I know you guys are busy and I appreciate everything you do, but it seems crazy that we have any. So that's my pitch.
Okay. Any comments or questions by Commissioner James?
Mr. Chairman, I live on Bonnie Bray, and I use that area, usually come up William and over Iowa to Bonnie Bray to the one-stop sign and shoot up to my house. Either that every day, or I walk my dogs every day a couple of miles around the village and always go down Iowa. And it's just out of control what's going on in the streets in this village now. The traffic is heavy, but you can live with heavy traffic. But when they're speeding, you mentioned down Bonnie Bray, I see it every day. It happens, and I've been nearly hit at least a couple of times at that intersection or at the one at William, which is unprotected too.
William and Clinton?
Somebody just blowing right on through, you know.
William and Iowa.
William and Iowa.
All this is on Iowa. You know, a little tap and go kind of thing, and it's scary. I'd be really worried if I had a child walking.
That's exactly right. And actually, two points, Jack. This year already, there's been at 3 o'clock broad daylight, like perfect conditions, a T-bone accident at Iowa and William. Cars damaged so bad they were both towed away. It was sometime in January or February. So that's, I mean, the police can probably detail what happened, but I mean, odds are they met in the intersection. So it's, you would think that wouldn't happen if there's a stop sign. So I think you're exactly right. I mean, I'm a runner, so I run these same streets, and it's, you know, you have to be on your toes to be moving in the traffic. And the most interesting part about all this, if you actually follow the rules of driving uncontrolled intersection, you slow down, and if you're the first person to slow down and another car is coming in the opposite direction but they're farther away, you want to really upset them as you just go through the intersection like the law would allow you to. As soon as you start to slow, that other car thinks that you're yielding for them to keep speeding at continuing through the intersection at the speed they're going. So, I mean, the first mistake you make, you either have to stop completely, or you just got to power through it and just hope that the other guy stops. And that's the way these intersections work in 2018.
Are there any other comments from the commission?
Yeah, I'll make a comment. You know, I grew up in Oak Park and lived there for a long time, and I moved here because it was different than Oak Park. And the comment that we should be more like Oak Park with stop signs on every corner might not be the best thing to say in this neighborhood, you know, with regard to stop signs. And my point is, when I walked in, is that in my personal feeling is, and I put a lot of stop signs in this town, a lot. I've been doing this for 12 years, maybe longer. It's a shame every time we have to do it because drivers are incapable of being human or logical or whatever. So when I sit here as a commissioner and think about stop signs in this neighborhood, I think about my four kids. I think about the traffic and safety of the neighborhood in general. but I do not think we should have a stop sign on every corner because Oak Park does it. That's the wrong reason. So that's why we do sit here and we kind of go corner by corner by necessity, because people like it here with some corners without obnoxious red signs on the corner. But with regard to your argument for a stop sign north-south, you know, I'm up for a conversation on that, because I read the report, I've listened to one resident of that neighborhood, and I don't know if the other people are going to make a comment towards that as well, but there were some signatures to the effect of, you know, asking for a stop sign. But I just wanted to make that comment, that your macro view of what we should be doing here. I just needed to.
Well, I suggest that what we do first, and you're right, Todd, in that we are somewhat mostly a reactive committee, and that we respond to particular requests, and we're not generally so much, not as proactive in terms of going out and looking, although there are occasions where we do broader studies, and we try to make it consistent, village-wide. So I guess what I'd suggest is that initially tonight we focus on the request, which is to install a stop sign controlling on Clinton, controlling north-south traffic at the intersection of Clinton and Iowa, and see if we get a resolution on that issue. And then perhaps if we want to spend a few minutes, I'm not sure if there's an appetite for discussing this broader question about other uncontrolled intersections, because over the years on the committee, we have gotten rid of most of the uncontrolled intersections. I mean, there are still some that exist, but I guess what I'd like to suggest, just as a point of order, that we address the particular request for the stop sign at the corner of Clinton and Iowa, and then see if we can get a motion on that issue, and then see if we want to have a discussion about the broader issue at this point, or table it.
Okay.
Any other comment on the issue of the proposed stop sign?
I'm going to make one quick comment, yeah, which is this intersection is a symptom of the much larger problem that you're talking about. And I think that's what we really have to look at, because we as you said, we're putting these things in when the requests come in, but what's the real problem? The problem is Chicago to Augusta. When you see that traffic going up there for three things, people turn left and start buzzing up these streets, go into the Augusta stoplight instead. Or if they're on Harlan or North Avenue and they see how bad it is at the right, they start buzzing down all those streets the other direction. So that's the larger issue. So you're part of the problem, and that's what we have to figure out, I think, is the bigger problem.
Meaning you live within
the
problem.
You live within the problem. Right.
You're
not the problem.
I want to make it clear to you. I'm sorry if you misheard me, John, but I'm not saying at all to make this Oak Park. We moved to River Forest because it's River Forest, okay? I don't want, if River Forest becomes Oak Park, then I'm going to move from River Forest. The problem is the uncontrolled intersections.
Right, but I get what you're saying, and I'm going to cut you off.
I definitely didn't say I don't want to make this.
No, gotcha. Yeah. But one thing we've seen in the last, a long, long time, is not only stop signs, it reduces the problem, but for instance, the video we just saw,
mm-hmm,
on the 100 block of Keystone happens everywhere.
Sure.
Stop signs don't stop vehicles. This car here was driving next to another car and then drove through a stop sign. So we think, we have to think about that as well.
Which is even a worse situation.
Right. Of course. Yeah. Okay, so I'll take that one shot over,
I'm doing
on my
25.
Street.
Yeah. And this guy is now doing 45,
terrible,
blowing through a one-way stop
it's
sign.
Awful, yeah.
You know, and that particular neighborhood's got a ton of kids in it.
We're all on the same page. I think you're right.
So a couple things. The village, and you may be aware of it, the village did have the traffic engineer look at the intersection.
We all saw it, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And, you know, and it is interesting because generally there are various standards that apply to stop signs. One of the things they look at are the number of accidents in that intersection, notwithstanding the risks of it being uncontrolled. There aren't the number of accidents that would normally warrant a stop sign. On the other hand, the other advantage of stop signs is that it controls the intersection. It makes clear who has the right of way and what the rules of the road are. And in this case, the engineer did recommend to install the stop sign where it's requested. And in part, because my initial inclination might have been to leave Clinton Freer Street, but because there's already a stop sign on Bonnie Bray, you know, the proposal was to put the stop sign on Clinton. And so I'm in favor of the request primarily to clarify the rules of the road and the right of way at that intersection. Oh, Steve, you don't need to comment, but if you want to.
Yeah, I totally support it. Totally agree.
Why don't we see if there's a motion, and second, and then we can see if there's any more discussion before we vote. Would you guys, does anybody want to speak to this particular issue before we?
I was wondering if we could see the video again.
Well, the video is a different matter. Why don't we want to deal with this issue. The video is a video of down on Keystone where we voted and the village, we recommended and the village board approved installing a stop sign down at the corner of Keystone and Vine, right? Is it Vine?
I think it's Vine, yeah.
And Rick has a video where he was videotaping in his car, and while he's going basically the speed limit down Keystone, another car passes him and blows through the stop sign. And so it's really to John's point that, you know, it's one thing to have stop signs. It's another thing to enforce, you know, there may be other ways to enforce speed, you know, and you have to recognize that people will often drive whatever speed they think is appropriate, and they will stop or not stop if they think it's appropriate. And so, you know, there is a risk sometimes if you put in signs and they get ignored, you know, that doesn't really help anyone. But at least in this case, I personally am in favor of putting in a stop sign to at least clarify, you know, we don't have the problem of drivers not understanding that, you know, I think assuming that there is a stop sign. I don't know. So could we at least, let's get a motion and then see if we have a second and then see if there's any other discussion. Anybody like to move to?
I'll make that motion, Mr. Chairman.
To put in the stop sign north-south on Clinton as proposed.
Mm-hmm.
All right, second?
I'll second.
Steve? All right, before we vote, is there any further discussion on this point?
I was thinking a little bit about some of the work we did on Oak Street with the other measures, but I am hesitant to put a stop sign there, but after thinking of the other measures we used around the school, this is more of a traffic issue rather than a pedestrian issue, even though pedestrians are part of it. I am inclined to agree with the rest of the commission that a stop sign north-south.
Is there any other comment from people in the audience about this issue? All right. Why don't we have a vote? All in favor? Any opposed?
It's unanimous.
So the way that works is that we make a non-binding recommendation to the village board. I don't know if it'll be at the next board meeting or the one after, but at one of the next board meetings, the board will then consider the request.
We'll probably be able to get this on the agenda for the 29th is the next board meeting.
Of May?
Sorry, yeah, May 29th, the next board meeting. Shouldn't take me long to get this on there, so we'll be able to get that on the, unless for some reason the agenda's too packed or something, it should be on there, and then you can see the agenda ahead of time on the village website, on the village board page. They post agendas ahead of the meeting.
All right, no, thank you. I appreciate everybody listening to it.
Thank you. Yeah, thank so you. It's not critical. I don't think it's necessary that you attend the board meeting, but just you know that it'll be on the agenda one of the next board meetings.
All right, yeah, perfect. Thank you.
Thank you. I guess given that Todd raised this issue and John, you kind of commented on it, do we have, and Rick too, do we have any appetite at this meeting to address a broader issue about other uncontrolled intersections? Sounds like you were saying that.
If I may, you know, keep in mind the village and I think somebody alluded to this before, we're in the midst of the Safe Walking Routes to Schools project.
Is this part of the comprehensive plan? Or is that
no, so this is something separate that we've been working with District 90 on, as well as Grace Lutheran, St. Vincent, St. Luke, and Trinity. So we're soliciting feedback, trying to establish where the major walking and biking routes are to schools in town. So it's kind of one element that we're looking at.
And the reason I said no, or shook my head no, is because of the Chicago Avenue plan, the Northeast Corridor, the schools.
So we're
this
doing
is
that
all
and
happening.
But there's also a comprehensive plan that we're looking at, and, right. and some of the feedback we've already received from residents throughout the community is pertaining to traffic and pedestrian corridors and things of that nature. So we've kind of got some things that we're looking at. Not that I'm encouraging you not to discuss it. I don't want you guys to spin your wheels if then 3 months from now we get comprehensive plan results that we have to start the whole conversation.
I would just think that I agree with that, and I guess I don't know that we would have a consensus, but it sounds like in light of these different planning efforts and reviews that are going on, I would be in favor of having, you know, at least an informal comment to the board or to the appropriate people that I don't know if we as a full board are in favor of it, but that they at least consider looking at uncontrolled intersections and deciding whether, you know, there's an appropriate approach that would be consistent with the broader area, so we're not just randomly willingly putting in signs in a way that really don't make sense, but that
right.
they make sense as part of a bigger plan.
Yeah, I mean, if whatever it was, 5-6 years ago, when Oak Park did their comprehensive traffic plan, and they redid basically everything in there, I thought that was very good. You know, because they, yes, you've got a stop sign every other block, but it's set up in a certain pattern, and there's certain patterns near schools, and I think that's
yeah.
what hopefully this comprehensive plan looks at once you find these routes. And we all know the problem areas, and that has to be taken into consideration. You know, we know the first 3 blocks along Harlem are a problem. You know, we know certain streets are, you know, hot rod routes.
Yeah, when we addressed Quick, and then it was Monroe, so we did Quick and Franklin, then Monroe hit, but because we did this, and then it ended up 2 blocks later that we did another east-west stop. So I guess we could take ourselves out of it and have professionals look at it, but essentially what we're doing or have been doing for a very long time is kind of along the lines of other neighborhoods that will let you go 2 blocks, but more than that, I think the rationale behind it is you're going too fast if you're going to go any further. You know, you get the 1 block and you're slowing down because you see the stop sign. Or you're not stopping at stop signs and you're not listening to anything traffic is telling you anyway.
Right.
So, yeah, I'm with you.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not maybe suggesting that we have to have a formal motion or some formal recommendation, although we could. I mean, but I'm thinking that some comment to let, you know, the powers that be know that at least maybe we're generally in favor of at least a consideration of if there are, I don't know how many uncontrolled intersections continue to exist. They're fewer and fewer.
Yeah.
But the ones that exist, I think, would at least merit review to determine if there's some appropriate control, you know, just to avoid confusion at those intersections. I mean, they may not normally be justified by at least historical traffic patterns or accidents, but with more and more streets being controlled, then I think it's fair for people to assume that one
yeah.
direction is controlled.
And that's something I brought up when we started doing Quick. We left one for a while that wasn't on the whole thing between Harlem and Lathrop. I said, you can't just leave that one now, because now there's an expectation where before we had one here or one there, but now as you start to get more and more, now there's people start thinking, oh, they're everywhere, but maybe they're not. And then all of a sudden, you've got this one corner that's not. So, yeah, I agree totally with what you're saying.
And it's the people cutting through. I mean, the residents understand uncontrolled intersections. It's the people that are going through in Chicago and trying to avoid the light.
Right. And
they don't know it because they're coming from a Chicago. They're coming from an Elmwood Park. They're coming from an Oak Park, where you have every intersection is controlled in one direction.
Jeff, do you have a recommendation of if we wanted to kind of express, you know, this view about how to do it?
I don't think you guys need to make an official recommendation. You know, that's something I can talk to the consultant about. It's the same consultant who does our studies, the same consultant's doing the Safe Walking Across the School and the comprehensive plan, the traffic element anyways. So that's something I can reach out to them directly and just say, I mean, as long as there's a consensus here, and frankly, even if there isn't, it sounds like there's a majority, I don't have a problem just reaching out to them and asking them that they make that part of, you know, at least one component of what they're analyzing.
At least consider it, I guess.
Certainly.
You okay with that, yep. John? I mean, we're not saying put a stop sign in, but at least.
If somebody wants to make, I mean, I'm not a consultant, so I'm for listening to anybody, but I'm also, you know, my whole rant, I'm still
right.
in favor of freedom, you know, but not at the expense of safety. So
I don't really necessarily want to open it up to freewheeling discussion, because I think we could wrap up this meeting here pretty promptly, but I did notice that, I think we talked before, that there was some helpful striping installed at Lake and Keystone, but I did notice, I think some of that striping has maybe worn off at Lake Street.
Already? On
yeah.
on the west?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Huh. So I don't know, Jeff, if they could just look and just check the condition, especially now that we're going into kind of prime baseball and soccer and stuff around those parks, that they take a look at the striping.
And still, I'd say only half the cars stop when people are.
Yeah, for sure.
That's my intersection, so.
Any other? Those are the items on the agenda. Any other items, as we say, for the good of the order?
Let me just ask Jeff a real quick question. So, are going to be doing a comprehensive traffic plan as well as part of the.
So the village is doing a comprehensive plan. A lot of the feedback we've received was traffic, biking, pedestrian related.
Mm-hmm.
So KLOA, the consultant who does these studies and who's doing the safe walking routes to school, they've been retained, or they were retained initially, I believe, too, because everybody knew there would be a traffic element to that comp plan. But they're the consultant that will be doing that element of the comprehensive plan. I don't know how far-reaching that scope of work is, to be honest with you. I just know in some preliminary discussions I've had with Eric Palm and John Pape and John Housiel, even, I think, is that there was a good amount of feedback based on traffic and safety related issues, vehicular speed, pedestrians, biking throughout the community, things like that. So even if it's just biking, it kind of becomes this, we don't want to have everybody stopping every block and then bikes can go through it. It all kind of becomes part of one large conversation.
Right.
So it's something that we're all very much aware of. I just don't want to get too far out in one direction before that has a chance to play out.
I know you guys in the back, did you guys have a particular question or issue?
No, I would, like what you said, on the 100 block of Keystone, like over there, I think it's after Washington Boulevard, the stop sign there, after that, like, that street, Linden, people are just speeding down that, I feel like, and there's always kids, like, crossing, and there's no stop sign Linden. I mean, that would be, like, a lot of traffic if there was one, but I'm just saying, like, in that area, I feel like people just go straight down, and then they turn by the train tracks.
Now, where do you live?
I live in LaGrange, but I go to school at Fenwick, I'm out here a lot.
And I just want to know, could you put, are you able to put a stop sign if you're on Franklin? I think it's Iowa, like the street before you hit Chicago. Are you allowed to put a stop sign, like if you're on Franklin, I think on Franklin in Iowa? It's like I'm always, my family, like, always drives, like, right there, because I live on Franklin, and it's always, like, so scary, because if there's, like, bushes, there's bushes, like, right before you're, like, crossing the street, and, like, you don't know if there's, because cars aren't, like, they don't have a stop sign on the other side, so you're not sure if, like, you kind of have to slow down, but I think, like, if there was a stop sign, I feel like it would kind of help the situation lessen, like, accidents or like,
so generally what we do, like you see tonight, is that if there is a particular request for a stop sign at an intersection, then you would want to make that request to the village, and then the village would look into it. So, you know, before a meeting like this, you know, like Todd did, is that, you know, generally there's a couple things that happen. One, we have the traffic engineer take a look at it to see if it's warranted and what the circumstances are at that intersection. And two, it's usually helpful to get a petition or get some information from the neighbors to see if people are generally in favor. Because as you can see from this discussion, it really kind of depends on what other controls are right in the area. Because I think we don't want to be in a situation where every single block has a stop sign that then people tend to ignore and go through. But and then sometimes if it's because of bushes or other things, sometimes there are alternatives that we do, even encouraging the homeowner to trim back their bushes and things like that. So I don't know if that's something we could at least... I guess what I'd suggest is either you could make the request or... talk to your family, but if you would like to make that request, I guess is make the request to the village, and then we put it on the agenda at a future meeting.
And when the consultants do their work like they did for this one, and remember what we were talking about before we turned on the mics, the 30 mile per hour limit is not, I think they may have been incorrect, because the sight lines on the corner in question tonight are huge. It's, so, it's wide open.
I think I'm now remembering why we get into 30 miles on their study. I think what they looked at was at 25 miles an hour, there were no sightline issues. When you take into account the 25 mile an hour speed limit, there are,
yes,
no sightline issues.
Right.
Knowing that nobody really drives the speed limit, at 30 miles an hour,
okay,
there become sightline issues at that intersection.
So Todd, one thing to understand is, if you read the report, through... however they do their reporting, the two issues did not warrant a stop sign on those corners at the speed limit and accidents. I believe there were four accidents from 2004 until now. So with those measurements, it would not have been recommended that a stop sign go there. But you know, the hanger at the end was, if they're speeding, there's a sightline issue. So that's kind of the only reason why the consultants recommended a stop sign and we followed through, because like I said, me being over there, it's a beautiful block, expansive yards, and the first thing that came to my mind was, why would you wanna screw this up? It's beautiful over here. And that was answered by the consultant, because if you are a speeder, because you can only see 50 yards in either direction, that's not enough for people with heavy right feet to slow down or be logical at a corner that's not measured or controlled. So that was to you guys as well. There's a big process that happens. You can't just walk in here and ask us to put a stop sign somewhere. You got to go through all these, you know, hoops, as they say.
I did get a copy of the report. I would love to see it. I mean, is that something I can
use? Yeah, that, the Traffic and Safety Commission page on our website. If you scroll down to the bottom, there's a link for upcoming meetings and agendas.
I saw that, but I didn't see the report. I don't think I saw the report.
And I got it up late because the consultant just got us the report on Monday, but that's been posted. So this whole packet for tonight's meeting, that the consultant study, accident data, the whole thing is posted on there. The audio will be up there eventually. The minutes get posted up there. So everything will be up on that website at some point.
All right. we get a motion to adjourn?
I make a motion to adjourn.
Second. I'll second.
In favor?
Aye.
All right.